Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by Pharma.
And I'm Anna Palmer. The Republican blob is what we're talking about this morning. With 35 days left until Election Day, House Republicans have found a bizarre phenomenon. Around the country, President Donald Trump is above water in several House districts in which the GOP is struggling. Why? Top figures in the party tell us this. Most of their members are stuck in the mushy middle when it comes to their political identity. They don't totally align with the president, so they're crosswise with the base, but they're not far enough from the president to pull in undecided, middle-of-the-road voters.
First in Playbook, Senate Majority PAC and Majority Forward are dropping new ads in Missouri, Florida, Nevada, Arizona, and Tennessee, part of a seven-figure ad reservation in those states. SMP, the super PAC, has a 32nd spot, knocking Josh Hawley in Missouri for his healthcare position, Senator Dean Heller in Nevada for voting to repeal Obamacare, and Rick Scott for education cuts in a Spanish language ad in Florida. This is part of a $5.5 million buy. Majority Forward has new spots, knocking Martha McSally and Marsha Blackburn for their healthcare votes. This is part of a $2.2 million buy.
Here's the latest on Brett Kavanaugh. The New York Times has a story up on how the White House is expanding the inquiry, telling the FBI to interview anyone necessary as long as it is finished by the end of the week. The Times also has a story up that details how Kavanaugh was questioned by police after a bar fight in 1985. And NBC News is reporting on text messages showing how Kavanaugh was personally involved in trying to get others to refute claims by Deborah Ramirez.
John Bresnahan and Burgess Everett have the scoop on Mitch McConnell's evolving strategy. They report that McConnell is now entirely focused on Republican Senators Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Jeff Flake. The Kentucky Republican is no longer vowing to plow right through and confirm Kavanaugh, instead trying to appeal to the three. He still plans to force a critical procedural vote as early as Friday. Our colleague Stephanie Murray was on the ground in Manchester, New Hampshire, where Senator Jeff Flake said that if a nominee lies to the Judiciary Committee, that would be disqualifying.
The Washington Post has a 30,000-foot look at the male fury and fear that is rising among Republicans in defense of Kavanaugh, reporting that the male resentment is now expected to play a defining role in the midterm election. And the Harvard Crimson is reporting that Kavanaugh will not return to teach at Harvard Law School. On the 2018 front, Alex Eisenstadt is reporting on Beto O'Rourke, apologizing for demeaning comments he made about women when he wrote a review in 1991 about a Broadway show. He criticized actresses in the show, writing that their only qualifications seemed to be their phenomenally large breasts and tight buttocks.
Darren Samuelson is reporting that Paul Manafort is meeting with Bob Mueller's team of prosecutors, and Mike Pence is headlining a fundraiser for Virginia Congresswoman Barbara Comstock Thursday at the Willard Intercontinental. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Tuesday. The president will leave the White House at 12:40 for a trip to Philadelphia to speak to the National Electrical Contractors Association convention. His speech is at 2:30. He'll then fly to Memphis at 3:45 for a campaign appearance in South Haven, Mississippi. He will hold a roundtable and then a political rally at 6:40 Central Time. He's scheduled to land back at Andrews at 11 p.m. and return to the White House at 11:20. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.